Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, June 9th, 2014. Today we're talking about the strange case of Bo Bergdahl, former Army PFC, Army private, and now Army sergeant, held captive in Afghanistan for 5 years, from 2009 until just a few days ago. Now, Sergeant Bergdahl, having been promoted in captivity, is apparently at a hospital in Germany undergoing his rehab treatment, rehabbing him for his reuniting with his family and with the free world. Bo Bergdahl says he was captured. He was a POW in Afghanistan. Other people say no, he's a deserter, that he walked away from his unit. These are what some of the fellows that he served with say. Six of them appeared on television with Megyn Kelly and said he left us, he deserted us, that it had nothing to do with politics, it had everything to do with him just walking away. And they charge him with aiding and abetting the enemy. One of the Taliban actually said that he helped them make roadside bombs. He showed them how to rig cell phone triggers for these bombs, thus helping to kill his fellow soldiers. Six soldiers, apparently, that is the charge anyway, apparently, were killed in efforts to find him after he was lost. Did he walk away from his unit, or did he not? Was he just captured? Well, he left a note. He left a note, and he said that, quote, "I'm ashamed to be an American." Well, let's analyze that statement for a minute. Where else have we heard that? "I'm ashamed to be an American." Oh, yes. I remember now, the First Lady of the United States said that, the wife of the President, she was ashamed to be an American as well. Then the other thing he said, the title of U.S. soldier is just the lie of fools. Well, other people have said that, other soldiers, in fact, have said it. Apparently, many of them, but the horror that is America is disgusting. He went on to say that. These are bad statements from a U.S. combat soldier. That's the difference, isn't it? He is not married to the president. He was a soldier in a combat zone. Those are the things he said and the types of things that he is accused of. The other side of this coin is the government. The president of the United States apparently personally negotiated the release of these five people from Guantanamo Bay. These five people were Taliban officers, apparently some of the worst terrorist on earth. He released them in exchange for Sergeant Bergdahl. 2 years ago, he had promised Congress faithfully through his spokesperson, Jay Carney, that he would not do that. He would not release anybody from Guantanamo without checking with Congress. Carney said that he was insistent that no decisions about Bergdahl would be made without consulting with Congress. See, that deal was offered 2 years ago, but Congress unanimously said no to it. Well, the president went ahead with it anyway, and Carney, I suppose out of embarrassment, ultimately resigned and said he had to go away. He could not serve anymore. Well, the White House apologized for that. They apologized to lawmakers, not for releasing them, but for not notifying Congress. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California and Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, the top Democrat and top Republican on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said White House officials called them and apologized for the lack of notification and said it was just an oversight. This administration is something else, isn't it? Well, there is other side to this story besides just the notification. There is the side that says it is a crime to aid and abet enemy, aid and abet these terrorists. They were sanctioned. You could not help them. As Judge Napolitano said, you can't even give them a coffee mug. But he gave them freedom. He released them back to harm Americans. Again, this is a high crime and misdemeanor. Some people are saying worthy of impeachment. Those are the two issues that we have now. Well, Susan Rice, remember her from Benghazi fame? She goes out and says once again that Sergeant Bo served with distinction, she said. He was captured on the battlefield. And now, she said, just because I say wrong things doesn't mean I'm lying. I don't know. This is quite a wordsmith, Miss Rice. And this whole administration is really something else. It is hypocrisy is absolutely amazing. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, said it would have been offensive and incomprehensible to consciously leave an American behind no matter what. Chuck Hagel echoed that thought, as has President Obama. We leave no one behind, he said. While right now, at the same time, we got a Marine sergeant who has done absolutely nothing wrong sitting in a Mexican jail. We remember the people that they left behind in Benghazi. Looking back further than this administration, we left plenty of people behind in Vietnam and also in Korea. We have left them behind, but our hypocrisy knows no bounds. That is for certain. Well, the president says he makes no apologies for releasing them. No apologies whatsoever. But he might apologize if impeachment charges were brought against him. Who knows what he would do to try to save his skin. But to bring this to a conclusion, Josh Corneliuson, an Army medic who served with PFC Bergdahl, said he wants his former comrade to answer for his disappearance, but he is glad that America's sole prisoner of war in Afghanistan is free. Even if he is a deserter, he said, he doesn't belong in a cave for the rest of his life. That's the way I feel about it too, folks. And that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.